Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really think one of the biggest events of the year was the U.S. Army. Regular U.S. Army. Going into middle-class neighborhoods that weren't even touched by water, that weren't even flooded, and going into people's houses and taking their guns, not rendering aid, taking their guns and leaving. And to have mercenaries backing up the overall federal takeover, Blackwater and many others, and to have foreign troops involved in the support of that. Unprecedented. And then to just flaunt it on NBC and ABC News and to show police grabbing old ladies and taking their guns. It's wide open phones today, my friends. It's Tuesday, the 27th day of December 2005. Tons of news. The economy, torture, more on spying. Of course, it's more widespread than they first told you. They're congenital liars. Every time they're caught, they try to minimize. And the media goes along with it. They're bought and paid for. But we're going to be going back to your calls here right now. Charles in Louisiana, I've been asking what people think the biggest story of the year was here in the U.S. or the biggest story internationally. You were saying what happened with Katrina, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, just the gun confiscation alone, Bush saying he wants an end to posse comitatus and foreign troops, all of it. We know they took hundreds of thousands of guns, but we know they never gave them back. Where is that right now? Are people upset about that?
Let me explain. I've got a friend of mine who's got a limousine service, and he's got two tour buses. And I was pretty close on it. I was making 3 to 4 trips a day before they let me go to New Orleans. And so we was taking people still coming back. They're still rescuing people that they took their guns from them. And I would ask them, you know, why did they, nobody would, he said, well, they threatened us. They threatened to shoot us. They threatened to shoot our families if we didn't give them the guns. But here's the thing. They didn't go into the Ninth Ward, the dangerous zones. They took the guns from the middle class people. Now, there was shootings going on. We know people who shot people who were trying to break in and all that. But they wouldn't go into the criminal element and take the guns. They took it just from the middle class people.
No, I know. Understand. They let it break down for 4 or 5 days, bringing no aid. Once it broke down in the inner city, which it broke down anywhere where it had flooded, then they went into the dry areas and the million-dollar houses. Forget even middle class.
Yes.
We're talking upper middle class. They went into wealthy, affluent areas and just marched in. And people say, what? My house is fine. I mean, we're talking doctors and lawyers.
Oh, yes. And even people that worked for the city, people were keeping in electricity. They wouldn't let them have guns. They took guns from everybody, even their own. They took guns from their own people.
So I want the cops to know that. I don't want to hear you don't want our guns and you wouldn't take our guns. All the military training is to take our guns. I've been there. I videotaped it. And New Orleans was a beta test, and that's why FEMA jammed the police communications. It's why they cut the power off. It's why they did everything they did. We have the proof they sabotaged it on purpose. I don't know about blowing up levees, but I know they sabotaged it on purpose.
Well, I know about that because I talked to the police. They were bringing water up there. They said they had to relieve the pressure off the levees. And this is what I understand. They had to relieve the pressure off the levees or would have flooded out the French Quarter and all that. Because the river runs all along the French Quarter and all that.
So, we have police officers and we have a probation officer and others that said they saw the explosions.
Yes. Well, a woman got on television and told them they did it.
It's a conspiracy theory.
And when you find out, when it comes out, the people they shot, they're letting the bodies deteriorate. I told you my son works for the hospital and they're guarding bodies right now. I don't know if they're still guarding them, but they shot a lot of people.
Well, I want that on record, though. I've talked to other people I know who live in the area. They told them, we're going to kill you and your whole family.
Yeah.
Come out right now, this is the United States Army. Turn your guns in or we'll kill your whole family.
All scummy military. All scummy military.
They are scum, scum, scum.
I don't want to hear, you better support the troops taking your guns. I support them taking the guns.
They're a bunch of traitorous redcoat trash. Scum of the earth. Anything else?
No, but thank God for what you're doing. And don't worry about what he said, she said. Those people don't check on nothing.
I support the military. I turned my gun. That Alex is bad. He didn't turn his guns in. He didn't tell him mow his family down. What kind of traitors are they?
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me ask you a question. You know, there's this cult of I support the military, and they had one of those in Nazi Germany. It didn't matter what Adolf Hitler did. It didn't matter who he invaded. It didn't matter how many lies he told or how many stories he changed. It's just, well, you support our military, don't you? You support the Reich, don't you? Well, you're not with the dirty, low-down enemy, are you? And we interviewed reporters who were in New Orleans, a whole bunch of them. We had listeners who were in the area on. We've had rescue workers and EMS people on as guests. And it's admitted there were just a few shootings, a few drug heads running around looking for their fix after 4 or 5 days and no water or food being brought in, FEMA openly blocking it from good police and others that wanted to come in and help. And then they just sent in the regular army, backed up by mercenaries and others, but the army did the actual dirty work, along with the police. And so you have these units of police from all over the country with the military, and they would go into the upper middle class areas. I mean, $500,000, million-dollar houses. I mean, there are huge mansions in the video, the audio I'm about to play. I played this last week before we left for the Christmas break, but here it is again. And they got all these excuses. Well, you know, we told them they could stay here, but they had to give us their guns. Because, see, they were intimidated by the size of ours. Our guns were bigger than theirs. No, they were freaked out and upset because they knew this was Red Dawn, you fool. But listen, I've been to the urban warfare training drills. None of this was by mistake. They've been quietly, for at least the last 18 years or so, training units of Marines and Army to take your guns. I've had police chiefs on. I've had members of Congress on. I've had emergency managers on before 9/11 saying, Well, Chief Philippus, you know, why are you against Delta Force being here? Well, I myself am former Army, and Army intelligence at that, but they tried to bribe us, and this is to condition the public for military takeover. Well, Emergency Manager Sanchez, you're the emergency manager here in Kingsville. Well, yes, I'm a Vietnam veteran myself and defended America, but I was brought into secret meetings and told this was PDD 25 for gun confiscation, and I believe this is criminal, and I'm resisting it. And then you go on to the next police chief. Police Chief Mr. Compton, here in Alice, Texas, were there foreign troops?
There are foreign troops involved, but I'm not at liberty to discuss them. I'm a former DEA agent.
I mean, listen, I've been there when the Marines... Let me say this slowly. Well, you're supposed to get upset about this, folks, but I'll be calm. I have been there when the Marines are training to take your guns. They're not training for Bangladesh. They're not training for the Horn of Africa. They're not training for Timbuktu. They're not training for Afghanistan or Iraq or Macedonia or Serbia or Bosnia-Herzegovina. They are training for Austin, Texas. They are training for Oakland, California. They're training for Hebron, Maryland. They're training for Goose Creek. They're training for Swansboro. They're training for all of these places. And they're training to break you and your family up and take your guns. And make no mistake, I said day one, when that thing started flooding, I said, they're not going to bring in support. They're going to let it fall apart. Because I've seen the globalists 100 times do it. They're going to bring in troops. They're going to bring in foreign troops. Oh, yeah, sure they are, Alex. And a little more each time. 9/11, NATO aircraft, and some foreign troops at airports assisting. NATO aircraft scanning and surveilling us, AWACS. And then, now we have the Mexican troops, you know, in 99, putting out forest fires. And, now Canadian troops and Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. They signed the deal in 2002. Then 2005, Katrina hits, and, we got to do it. It's got to happen. I mean, do you see what they're doing? And when I say the military that did that are the lowest trash on earth, our military... Going in, confiscating guns, going in at the first chance they get, when it doesn't make them safe, it actually makes them in greater danger, going house to house and threatening to kill American citizens. And that's what they did. They said, come out with your guns, we're going to open fire. And there were gunshots, and there were eyewitnesses, and there were AP reports where AP reporters are there, and a captain walks right over with his name tag visible. They don't even hide it now and says, I will kill you. Just like we do in Iraq, if you give out our intel, what we're doing, and then they watch them go on and start gun confiscating. Somebody told that officer to say that. Setting the precedence, wargaming in real life, taking your guns, and then going into the dry areas on the outside of town with major highways hooked up, open roads, people's homes, and it was the heads of hospitals, doctors, foremen of power plants. It was even police administrators. I mean, that's the craziness of this. It's even infrastructure people. It was even on the news. Well, what are you talking about? We're a household full of nurses. Police officers are standing there. We're all standing there. I'm sorry, we got our orders to take your guns. I mean, they're taking cops' guns, you buffoons. This is the plan, you idiots. And you will follow any order you're given. You are scum. You are the most un-American trash. And let me tell you something. I've got Rush Limbaugh's transcript here. I've got the audio, but I'm not going to play this audio. We've got links to it on Infowars.com, where he said last week, I'm sick of hearing about civil liberties. Abraham Lincoln came in and arrested everybody, and there was no habeas corpus, and that's freedom, and that's good. I hear that all the time. Well, we used to get tough and just execute everybody. Well, we need to put people in camps, and it's a bluff, folks. They're seeing how far they can get. They're a bunch of crooks. In the New World Order, just acting all official, wearing fancy uniforms and suits, here just telling us that they're the boss and we got to do what they say. When they start taking people's guns, when they start breaking in old ladies' houses and taking their guns and dragging them off because they want to reorganize that city, this was a huge training operation. Let's play this clip. We'll go right back to your calls, Luis and Sam and Cal and Roger and Wyatt and everybody else that's holding. But I want you to listen to this. And I want you to know that when the suitcase nuke goes off, you're not going to get aid from the police and the military. In fact, they're going to be there making sure you don't get aid every time we see it happen. They're going to make sure you capitulate, just like the old UN plans and old government plans said. They're going to shut off the food and water, block your cities, not let you get food, then make you line up and turn all your guns in to get food. Remember decades ago? Remember we were warning you about that? Remember Mark Kornke talking about that? Remember all these intelligence officers and people going public about all of that? Again, Ron Paul has said it. Paul Craig Roberts has said it on this show. So many prominent people have come on here and said it. I mean, this is the real danger. Do you understand? This could actually happen. We can have a red terror here in America. We can have a Nazi terror here in America. We can have a politically correct terror here in America. And it's always going to be to hunt down the evil Muslim that's hiding under every cupboard. Why, that blew up Chicago in 07 or 06. Why, we're looking for the terrorist that blew up the Golden Gate Bridge. Why, we're looking for the terrorist that bombed Houston. Why, we got to do this. We got to do this for your own good. And you're not going to be questioning that transponder going in your car to tax and trace and control you because the terrorist hit. If we don't expose who's behind the terrorism, they will pull it off. They will do it. It's part of their plan. Do you understand what we're facing down? And you think you're going to be safe going along with it? No. The country's blown out. The economy's blown out. The currency's fiat. They've changed the rules to take your pension funds. They've changed the rules to take everything you've got. They've just got to have enough of a trigger so you'll put up with it while they do it to you. And that's called terrorism, boys and girls. And at the first chance they get, you're going to go from first world status to third world status overnight. And then the only jobs you're going to be able to get are surveillance chief or machine gunner or security guard and then our jail guard or camp guard. And a lot of you are going to step and fetch it and join the system just so you can get your Halliburton check when Halliburton and a handful of Bechtels and others take over the entire economy. This is what the New World Order is. America becoming a wartime economy, America becoming the Northcom war zone, and the entire economy being directly handed over to just a half dozen companies. You want to be looted, you want to be raped, get ready. I want you to know when they're doing it that we're unable to stop them. We may be able to. They may not execute this plan if they think enough of you are awake. This is life or death right now. You know, I don't want to be proven right. I don't want you a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, whenever they pull this off, to be going, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Look at it. Half the college courses are Homeland Security. Look at it. My daughter's dating one of them. Look at it. Oh, my gosh, they're taking me in for questioning. If I say I've done something wrong, which will create the illusion that I'm a terrorist, they'll let me go with only 6 months in a labor camp. I guess I'll just say I'm guilty. Then they'll have an endless parade of people saying they're guilty. This is what this is happening to our country. Go ahead and roll the ABC Nightly News piece.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American
some
city.
Some scumbags got to do it. Okay, that's enough.
This guard unit occupied.
We're going to play more later. Cue it back up to about a minute ago, and later after I take some calls, I'll play it again. But did you pick up all the lies? Not using force, aiming guns at people, forcing them down on the video, and putting handcuffs on them. And see, they're telling you now that isn't force. I guess next, pumping six rounds in your head won't be force. See, everything on ABC News, if you're watching the nightly news, that's actually written by an analyst, okay, a sociologist, a psychiatrist, an ad exec. They all look at it with all their training and write all of that to brainwash you. I know that. I know that's all government written, what you just heard. And then they say, it's just the Everything they said there is a lie. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
All incremental. Who would have ever thought we'd be to a place in America where, oh, the troops are confiscating our guns, but it's not force. They're just slamming you down and taking your guns. I'm going to play that clip again later and just stop it each time and just analyze. So there were so many pieces of propaganda in it. Let's move quickly now through your calls. Thank you for holding. Luis in San Francisco. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You're doing a great job. Listen, I got your bumper sticker on my car and kind of hopefully get more people to tune into you.
Well, you're doing a great job. If you turn that radio off, I'll be able to hear you.
Oh, okay, let me turn it down. One thing I was going to suggest is I know that you had Barr, Congressman Barr, on a few weeks ago, And he was talking under the premise that 9/11 was not an inside job, and I was just going to say...
But he was saying we're in danger of a dictatorship and confiscation.
Right, and he was saying...
Yeah, he won't go as far as Paul Craig Roberts and others.
Right, so what I was going to suggest is to really just get it, you know, get the point across to these people, because what they say makes sense if the premise is that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, when they say, well, that the Patriot Act is legitimate because we do have to stop terrorist events like 9/11. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, or when you had the chief of police on who was saying that, well, maybe if the government says take a microchip, it's okay, but they're operating under the premise that 9/11 was...
Yeah, they're operating under the psychological foundation that it isn't an inside job.
So
well, that police chief said, I am the government, and I'll force you to take a chip.
Right. What
Complete
I'm,
lunatic.
Right, right. And also I was going to say, wow, if you could make another video, a documentary video about what happened in New Orleans and what's going on, that would be great, because I try to talk to people about it, but I don't have anything to really... You know, like martial
We're trying to bunch that in. I got a new video coming out in a few months. It should already been out. I'm just so busy.
Right.
And it's going to have different sections to cover different things, and that's going to be in it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to, who's up next here? Sam in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, the reason I called, I think you're right. I think Katrina was the biggest story this year. But I wanted to bring you something to light that happened here locally. And I want to read just a little section of a newspaper article here. It said a 16-year-old boy, high school student, who threatened another Columbine, was arrested Tuesday, charged with making threats of terrorist acts, a felony. That happened
well,
here.
I see articles all the time where they're, quote, charging them under the Patriot Act for making threats. And again, we have existing laws more than enough to punish people. We have that. What is it about the Patriot Act? It takes due process out of the mix.
Right. Well, the thing I was getting at, this was a front page of our local newspaper, and well, I live in a fairly decent-sized town. There's probably about 25,000. That's pretty big for West Virginia. In this area, in this newspaper, they get this newspaper, and to charge a 16-year-old with a terrorist act over alleged comments he made, I thought was a little bit severe. They're already programming people here to accept this kind of.
Sir, they have arrested and charged people with terrorism who have no criminal records, who wrote fiction articles in the class about zombies attacking a fictitious high school, didn't even list the high school, and they charged him with terrorism. I mean, that is thought crime.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you for, well, since 2001. I listen to you about every day, Alex. Also, the guy that called earlier about RFID in the phone lines and stuff, we are on a electric co-op. I live in the country. We have, you know, with three neighbors on an entire road. And used to be you had to go out and read your own meter, and you send it in every month to be charged for what you use. They came out and changed the meter heads, and now they have a transmitter in them.
Yeah, a radio reader that's on your meter.
Right, and it transmits itself. So, I mean, this stuff is
No, that's
happened.
In my neighborhood. That's on my house. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's already going in.
People are just pointing their fingers, oh, it never happened here. It's happening now. So,
well, that's the thing. People say, well, can this transmission of data over lines be used to interface? It doesn't matter. They're putting readers up to read the RFID in your inspection sticker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no debating it. It's now happening. It's not like, hypothetically, how are they going to do it? It's being put in now.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And those people out there that, because I've come in contact with people that when I give them your tapes, and I've made, I don't know how many hundreds of tapes of Road to Tyranny. And
God bless you. Keep it up.
People you give them to, and they'll say, yeah, you know, this is great, I never knew about it. And there's others, you know, they're like, they shirk it off like it's nothing. Just, you know, wipe the dust from your feet and go to the next guy. Don't waste your time with that person, because there's plenty of people out there that are receptive, that will listen to you. And Alex, you give us a lot of the tools we need to show people, and I really commend you. I think, you know, you do a lot more than you really need to, because, you know, maybe I'd like to see you spend a little more time with your family personally. You need to take some
I've
time
been doing
off.
That, actually.
Well, no, I mean, lately have, but I mean, I can tell during the summer months, especially when you get frustrated, just break off, man. You're a human being just like the rest of us, and take some time off.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate those kind words. Hope you had a great Christmas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. We're going to move really fast now. I'm getting moving there. 1-800-259-9231. And I want to play that clip and just stop it and make comments, just point by point. because there's so many. But we'll do that if we take calls, and we'll get into the economy and the year in review and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Not a simulation. This is real. Criminals are in control of our government. They're using high-tech 21st century science fiction technologies of advertisement. You know it as propaganda, manipulation, mind control to incrementally condition us. I mean, look, I'm even getting conditioned. All these big public officials, implantable microchips are good. You're bad if you don't take one. You got to have one to prove you're a good person. Sean Hannity, Tommy Thompson, people on 60 Minutes. I mean, so many shows. The Chipsons. Gun confiscation's good. If there's a disaster, we've got to do it. And it's nonviolent to put a gun in your face and threaten to kill you if you don't give your guns up, and then to sit on you and put handcuffs on you. That's not, you know, that's not using force. It's just all doublespeak. Everything is. Meanwhile, the border stays wide open. And Bush is pushing for total amnesty. And all of our roads are about to be, all of our major roads are about to be turned into toll roads that track us. I mean, this is happening. This is happening. And I'm sorry I get upset. I cannot articulate how serious all of this is. We're about to take a bunch of your calls. I want to hear what you think the biggest story of the year was, the biggest loss of liberty, the positive things that happened as well. I mean, I could mention a few of them. We've had, on the bad side, Katrina and FEMA openly sabotaging things. And folks, that doesn't mean the levees. Let's just say we don't know what happened with that. I smell a big, fat, dirty rat, but let's just... FEMA admittedly jammed communications as the storm hit. FEMA admit, which shows us they knew something was going to happen, which ties into the levees. But let's just ignore that. Just ignore it. We have three parish sheriffs and another emergency manager of New Orleans saying that they had to guard transmission towers for the police because FEMA was cut, literally in special ops outfits, climbing fences, cutting them. Imagine, you find commandos slithering around in the mud with cable cutters, and you run out there with your officers, and it's FEMA. All over the state they caught them. They even caught them in other states. Here's the problem with something like that. I mentioned that, and it actually took 10-page articles to just each line, a hyperlink, where it was admitted. So hundreds of admissions, so it doesn't even do justice to even mention that, but you should go to the website if you doubt us and read the articles we put together with all the links to the admissions and the video clips and all of it. So on the bad side, we had New Orleans set up as a beta test to train the public to accept troops, engaging the American people, working with the police. We had 4 psychological testing passed. Nationally, we had national ID cards passed, which had already been implemented, but now it's official, through your driver's license. We had just all over the country emergency management centers that were former military bases merging the police with the military under FEMA control. And we even had an emergency management head on who's out there creating the local Homeland Security tattletale squads in Knoxville last week, re-aired yesterday. There he was admitting that I made that description of the FEMA command center. He said, yeah, that's what the emergency management centers are, tracking all of you in real time according to your cell phones. We had all the spying come out. I mean, is that good or is that bad? I mean, it just shows they're flaunting it. And now, of course, they admit it's spying on governors and the heads of the Department of State and just spying on everything. And they admit they say thousands of times worse. It's really millions of times worse. They're randomly scanning everything every day. That's been declassified. I mean, this stuff's declassified 15, 20 years ago, depending on what declassification. And then, again, some idiot at the New York Times who's an operative themselves who held up this story for a year will give you 1/1,000,000th of it and be hailed as the greatest journalist and sliced bread for writing one article a month, little lazy thumb-sucking government agents. When we write articles every day, do radio shows, make films, run around foaming at the mouth trying to fight this because we're getting hit from every side here. It's like being in a command base. You've got just every gun you can imagine aiming at your position, explosions all around you. And the general public hasn't even figured out there's a war yet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, see, I'm already overheated there. The point is that the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2005 needs to be talked about here on the 27th of December. And we'll do this throughout the week. We do have a lot of guests coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. I mean, there's so many bad things that happened. There's so many good things that happened. I've never seen more people wake up than are waking up right now. But at the same time, I mean, it's just we've seen guns, 50 cals banned, ammo banned, period, in L.A., above 40 caliber, all guns banned in San Francisco. Governor Pataki successfully suing gun manufacturers. If he has one win with that new state law they passed letting that happen, it's over for our guns. The average conservative has no idea that's even happening. We beat the assault weapons ban this year. That was incredibly good news. But Bush has ordered the bureaucracy to still basically follow that. And I had Bob Barr on 2 weeks ago to say Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. And he's on the NRA board, folks. We have seen just so much this year. I mean, I'm looking for you to bring up points I haven't brought up. Let's go ahead and talk to Cal in San Francisco and then Wyatt and others. Go ahead, Cal.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Want to talk about a couple things really quickly that you brought up.
Are you on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. You mentioned the Pope. I just want to give a quick 30-second history of what happened. John Paul I was an Italian cardinal in 1978 and was the favorite to be Pope. Now, at the time, there was a Catholic ban on Freemasonry. Now, he was going into the election. He said, Don't vote for me because I'm going to uncover corruption that needs to be brought to the light. And 33 days later, he died. John Paul II is inserted into the papacy, and Ratzinger was his right-hand man all along. He's pretty much, he was Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Hutton Gibson wrote a book about that, and Hutton Gibson filled me in, and supposedly Ratzinger is as evil as it gets.
And he was a member of the Hitler Youth. He fought in the German
Army. I know, and they arrest you in England if you talk about it or say he's bad. Not England, in Italy. You are not allowed to talk about Ratzinger and the Hitler Youth in Italy. Where's freedom of speech, folks? See, they use laws to stop Nazism, to stop you from exposing Nazis. How's that for all the dumb liberals out there that are for all this free speech destroying hate speech stuff?
But the thing I want to mention is John Paul II, with Ratzinger as his right-hand man, overturned the official Catholic ban on Freemasonry. Just a little tie-in.
Well, I'll say this for the Protestants. The Church of England, the Bishop of Canterbury, their head bishop, openly has druid ceremonies at Stonehenge and is a high-level druid engaging in satanic rites. And I've got video and photos of it in my new film. The Order of Death. I mean, they don't even hide it. Can you imagine the head of the Protestant Church in England openly devil-worshipping? It's totally ridiculous. All these denominations have been totally taken over.
And I want to move on quickly. You said spying. You're talking about spying, but the obvious question is, who is orchestrating the spying, and why is there no oversight on them? It seems a little bit corrupt, and if anyone's actions need to be monitored, it's the people that are actually doing the spying.
Well, and of course, they're not tracking when you look at where these wiretaps went. It's not Muslims. It's not overseas. It is Colin Powell, Bill Richardson. It is Ambassador Wilson. It is an enemies list. And it's always been that way. Most of it is economic spying against economic competitors in this country to the globalists, being given to them so they know what's happening. They're one step ahead in business. That's what NSA is really all about.
All right.
I appreciate your call. Anything else? Good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Just a great caller. Since he mentioned it, here it is. Pope urges unity against terrorism. And how do you do that? Why, with a new world order. Pope Benedict, in his first Christmas address, and the guy actually was wearing a Santa Claus hat earlier this week, on Sunday urged humanity to unite against terrorism, poverty, environmental blight, and called for a, quote, new world order to connect economic imbalances. Correct economic imbalances. The Pope made his comments to tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered under umbrellas in a rainy St. Peter's Square for his Ubre et Obre, to the city and the world message and blessing. And he said we must unite humanity under a new world order. That will fix all our problems. Yes, just like a bucket of cyanide. Drinking a bucket of cyanide will cure you of a headache because you'll be dead. Just like legalizing all the illegal aliens will end the illegal alien problem. Yes, Bush, we agree. It will end the problem. It's like if we legalize murder tomorrow and call it Humpty Dumpty, we won't have murder anymore because we changed the name. It's like police slamming families down at gunpoint, taking their guns, saying, we're not using force. We're just lawlessly slamming you down with regular Army, National Guard, and police. The caller brought up a lot of good points. It's just, you know, I don't go to church because every church I go to is basically New World Order. I mean, Tex Mars had church for a while. I've been to that a few times. That was pretty good. I mean, I like Tex, but he only has that, once a month. And I've been to Baptist churches, and you go in and they tell you that the New World Order is good and turn your guns in. I mean, they really have that locally here in Austin. They have UN Day at the Baptist churches. I've been with friends to get their Catholic churches, the same thing. I've been to Anglican churches. I've been to Methodist churches. It's tripe. It's hollow nothingness. And then all these denominations want to fight with each other and say they've got the answer. No, we've got the answer. Frankly, I found New World Order control over every group. And if you don't know about it, you really should find out. The Catholics are controlled. The Protestants are controlled. The Mormons have got globalists more and more in control. The Seventh-day Adventists. It's just everything I look at. It's just, and I mean, I don't care if that makes some of you mad. I just am not. That's why I don't have a show. I have a secular show. By secular, I mean I just cover the news. And if it shows our leaders are devil worshippers, I'll cover it because that's the news. Atheists say, why do you cover this? I don't believe in that. Even if you don't believe in God, the New World Order does. You know, I'm reporting on that. I happen to believe in God, and all the evidence I see out there only proves and verifies what's happening. But I'm not going to get into some, you know, debate about denominations. Obviously, the older and the bigger something is, the more chances are it'll have entropy and be corrupt. But there are good people in all these groups. I know good Baptists. I know good Mormons. I know good Catholics. I know good, but it doesn't matter. Every time I look at the leadership of these groups, it's just New World Order. And that's what the New World Order does, folks. They take over organizations. They found organizations. All right, now I'm ranting. Wyatt in Maryland, you're up next. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, hi, Alex. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family and all the listeners.
Thank you, my friend.
As far as the least reported story, where I would say that the truth is the least reported story on national news networks. We don't get anything. What we get from you is the real truth, and we don't get any of that. So that's the underreported story. The biggest story, I would say, is still 9/11. The fact that no one is covering it in the major news media, all the evidence that's been uncovered. The second is the military operation called Katrina, which it was. It was a huge FEMA. It was Operation Garden Plot, what was going on.
It was a giant Rex 84 Garden Plot cable splicer takeover drill.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have Donald Rumsfeld down there at the hurricane site, then you know it's a military operation. As far as the future goes, who knows exactly what the future holds, but I can only predict that it's going to get worse. As far as their efforts to step up the brainwashing of America for accepting tyranny and more invasion on your privacy. Now, I drive a sedan limousine, and I had two airline pilots in my car. And they had a newspaper in the back, and they're reading it. And one pilot mentioned, he's been a pilot for 35 years. He says, this newspaper is horrible. It's a liberal Sun paper, is what it is. He says, Colin Powell, they're taking everything out of context. So Colin Powell said, I said, I'm not familiar with that story. I haven't read it yet. He says, oh, it was about the spying. It's Colin Powell's being spied on. And so I got into a little bit about it. And I said, what I believe Colin Powell's coming out with, and all these other people talking in the high-ranking government, they're the good cops.
Don't worry, I get spied on. No, he's saying it's good.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
yeah.
We all get spied
don't
on.
Worry,
it's
we all get...
it's freedom. No,
yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good cop. And so it just, what
it
does
makes
is...
it political. It actually helps Bush with Republicans. Don't worry, it's only on Richardson, that evil Democrat.
So I kind of brought that out, and he said... I said, well, what do you think about this spying? He said, oh, I think it's good, whatever they got to do. And I'm thinking, my God, this is so pervasive in the mindset of American citizens, whatever we want to do. And I think what it is because they don't know the truth. They don't understand the truth.
No, I'll tell you what it is, and you're partial. I mean, you're totally right, but just another added dimension to that. They judge the world according to themselves. Probably
that's
a
true.
Veteran, you know, good guy, goes and plays golf, got a nice life. His world's good. You know, he'll probably die of cancer from a vaccine he took, but he'll never figure that out. His kids will probably die from it too, but so what? And so, you know, he's probably got an autistic kid because he gave him all the shots, but whatever. But the point is that, you know, he's sitting there, and so because he's not evil, he's very limited. His scope is very telescopic. It's tunnel vision. And so he just doesn't know history. He doesn't know facts. He doesn't know there are hundreds of official U.S. government documents where they admit they blew up school buses, bombed, carried out attacks, and planned other attacks, bombed ships with our own people on it, over and over again. I mean, he does. He just, and you could show him that, and then he might wake up.
Well, I think that the anti-war movement is growing. Because whenever you see the opposition, George Bush and crew,
whenever you see the Clintons pile on and say the war's
right,
good,
right, then you know that you're having an effect on the situation. It's unbelievable. Alex, I'll let you go. They got a lot of callers. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Let me just say this: you've been listening for about 9 years too. You sent me video of Hebron, Maryland, where you had Marines march up and say, turn your video cameras off, or just standing on the street corner.
That's correct.
With machine guns aimed at you or aiming your direction. This is America. Why don't you, for people, the footage you shot is in Police State 2000, for people that doubt this, we knew about this in 98. Why don't you explain it to them?
Well, what happens is at nighttime when they're going to shoot some video, the police came up. Actually, that was Sheldon Isaacs, that piece of video right there.
No, you were there with the cameras at that point.
Well, he was, the sheriff's department the local sheriff's department and the military came up upon him and told him, what is he doing here? What business
see, they
is
just
he
can't
doing?
Wait to take our guns. But right. The point I'm getting at is for people that I've been accused of staging all that video. I've been accused of staging Coronado.
Oh, no, God, no. You'd have to be a billionaire. One other thing. During that day, I was driving around the town, and I was by some grain elevators. And there's kids in the video that are on bicycles.
They had them as spies.
They were spies. They came down, and I met them on a small side road. And I stopped them, and I said, hey, kids, I said, listen, you know, these Marines are in here. This is your neighborhood. I said, what do you think? This is terrible. I said, they're trying to take guns away from people in mock operations and mock setups. I said, do you want them to take your guns so you can't go hunting and you can't do whatever it is that you want to do? And I said, why don't you tell them that the insurgents are down here by the grain mill? And see what they say. So when they left, I was driving around, and the Marines were following me. Because they went back and told the Marines what I said.
You know what? Stay there, Wyatt. I want to hear more about this, because I remember you telling me at the time. And folks, there's video of them in your town training to send 10-year-olds to turn in your parents' guns. And now you see it in New Orleans. I mean, this isn't a joke. It's all for you. Homeland Security's for you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Out so long. Imagine, I've been all over the country, Texas, California, you name it. And imagine you're just up in, say, Belton, Texas, an hour north of Austin. Army walks over. Army soldiers that say special forces on their shoulders, and they say, turn your camera on. And they're busy there with local school kids splattering fake blood on them, telling them that homeschoolers are going to kill them. I mean, the literal Soviet-style re-education camp brainwashing going on. And, you know, teaching all the kids in Belton that Americans are evil terrorists. And here are the actual terrorists. I mean, here is what George Washington would have said. There is the enemy, right there. And here are these idiot military people. I mean, they would literally throw their kids into furnaces in order to do so. They would bow down to Anton LaVey if they were told to. I mean, these people just have no compass. No moorings. They're just totally dumbed down idiots. And yeah, that happened. I talked to the crew, the three guys that were up there in Hebron, and we have the video of it. Imagine troops walking over and you're on the side of the street and going, turn your camera off, boy. We don't like it. And the local police chief, and they're there training to take the town over in America. Wyatt, finish up your story. So the kids didn't listen to you. They ran back to the U.S. Marines and reported on you, and then you had those guys in plain clothes. We have video in the film. Started following you.
What happened was, I told them the Marines had taken them into their confidence, and I guess whatever they told them, I have no idea. But the kids went back and reported what I said, that the insurgents would be at the grain mill, at the elevators, and believe it or not, Alex, they actually went there. The Marines actually put a squad out to go to the grain elevators, and you heard gunshots. In other words, they were using their the guns that they use with the stop in it. I don't know what it's called, which was kind of interesting. But when I was driving through the town, the Marines are pointing at me, like that's the guy. And then a couple of they didn't get in their car and follow me. I thought they were going to, but they started pointing at me and like I was the guy that said this or whatever it was. I'm the guy that they have to look at. But one follow up story. I went 2 days before when they had the public and press there to discuss the situation, what was going to happen in Hebron, Maryland. And the Marine captain was there and the lieutenants were there, and they're the ones that were conducting the PR. To the press and to me. Well, I was very boisterous, and I said, this is terrible, this is un-American. I said, you have military bases to practice on, and on, and on, and on. Well, there was a gunny sergeant up against the wall just standing there. So when I went down on the Saturday, I got out of my car and walked up to the little town hall that they were taking over, and the gunny sergeant comes out and says to me, hello, Mr. Rogers, how are you today? Very intimidating. Which is kind of interesting because I didn't talk to him, but they knew who I was.
No, he wants to be in America. He wants guns. He wants hell on earth. He wants the destruction of everything this country is. And that piece of filth thinks he's the good guy.
Right. Well, they had a video crew there, a military video crew, filming all that.
No, I've seen
everything. Them. Yeah. All right, Alex. God bless you and keep up the good work.
No, God bless you, and good job to you, Wyatt. Just an amazing individual. See the footage you shot in Police Day 2000. By the way, and then you see the footage we shot in Oakland, California, and in South Texas, and all over. Witness it. Witness them with role players saying, I'm an American, please, no, not the camp. Just so you know how to behave yourselves when you're going to the camps. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com to order off the secure online shopping cart. We're extending all the specials and the sales until the first of the year. And we also have deals where you get almost, 6 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. That's going to the first of the year, too. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.